I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with the Mad Hatter and your boy Mafia. Mafia with a big night tonight. Three swats and an and one and the free throw. That, do you realize, Mafia, that... So here's what happened. We were down five... And I think there was about, 6 minutes left in the game, right? We're down five. And then Mafia gets a offensive rebound. Is that about right? You grab the offensive board in the paint, in the low blocks, go up, off the glass, the kiss, and the foul. Good call. Everyone knew you got fouled. You made the bucket, and you made the free throw. It made it a two-point game. Do you realize from that point forward... In the basketball game, it was 42, or do you realize it was 40 to 38, and they only scored two more points in 6 minutes. They scored 15 points in the entire second half, and they scored 2 points in the last 6 minutes of the game. Do you realize that? After your foul and one that you made the free throw, they scored one more basket the rest of the game.
And right before I came out for the last time, with 4 minutes left or whatever, was when I had the third block. That then we turn around and sprint down the other way and get the basket on.
Right. It was just unbelievable. So they're going to say, right, that we got all the calls and we cheat and everything else, which is what I heard tonight, right? And what I say is they lost because they scored 15 points in the second half and they scored 2 points in the last 6.5 minutes of the game. That's why you lose. When it's money time... Mafia, with 5 minutes left in the game, 6.5 minutes left in the game, whatever, you can't win a game. Can you? Can you win a game when you score 2 points in the last 6 minutes of the game?
Absolutely not.
There you go. Game over. Blame me. Blame Pharrell. Blame the refs. Blame your mother. But we shut you down with defense and shot blocking and rebounding, and that was it. Game over. You may have outplayed us and everything else in every other department. But at the end of the day, at the end of the game, with 5 minutes left in, 6.5 in, we dominated, and that was that. Game over. You lose. Hate me all you want. Call in. Hate me. Stab me. Shoot me. Call me names. Sticks and stones. Whatever. Boom. Six titles. You know what you can do. You know what you can do. And you know what's funny? We respected them the whole night. We never talked trash to anybody. No smack talk, none of this. No humiliating anyone. No doing anything. When the game was going on, they were screaming and yelling at the refs. And then they were screaming and yelling at us after we won. Were they not doing that after we won the game? Was there not a guy in our huddle as we're taking team championship photos screaming and yelling at our point guard?
Yeah, still whining.
Still whining. And he's probably at home right now whining to his mother. You know what? Talk to your little doggy, because he licks your leg when you scream and yell. My dog bites me. Your dog licks your leg and tells you how wonderful you are. My dog won't tolerate it. He'll bite your hand off. Will my dog bite you, Mafia?
Some terror.
Dog's a terrorist.
Can't even come in the house because he goes so crazy.
You couldn't even come in the house tonight.
No.
Last night you put your arm in the door and the dog went all over the bath, all over the floor.
Yep. And then we got in trouble for it.
And then we got blamed. Chicks blame us for everything. 855-212-4227. The network website is cbssportsradio.com. We stream there every show, every day, all day, 7 days per, all of it, weekends, everything, all streaming on cbssportsradio.com. Our homepage is onthebenchcbs.com. We also stream on radio.com. And we stream on the CBS Sports app. You can listen to us on your iPhone. And then we're also on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. We put a podcast out after every show. It's on Twitter, @OnTheBenchCBS and @ScottPharrell. And we put it on our Facebook page, /Pharrell on the Bench. That's where the play-by-play of the Pharrell Ballers sixth, count them, six championships are, the play-by-play of the game tonight. Now, I won't deny the game was a slugfest, and it was points were hard to come by. It was a battle. It was there was a lot of, you know, very physical and slow-moving parts. And a lot of bodies banging and people taking charges and everything else. I took a charge. What did you think of that charge I took? The 250-pound dude just barreling at me 100 miles an hour to knock my head off.
I mean, it's tough because they're always going to give it to the guy when your feet are moving. But in that case, the rule clearly states if a guy drops his shoulder, it doesn't matter if you're moving or not. It's a charge.
He just wanted to hurt me.
He just wanted to get anyone out of his way and try to get to the basket because he was scoring in the second
that
half.
That didn't work out too well for
it
him.
Did not.
So anyway, where was I, Mafia? I'm losing my train of thought because of all the excitement around here tonight. Mafia not willing to help me tell me where I was at.
You're at the spot where you're going to run down the line and give all the big stories to the people so they call in.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan to me. It's very exciting. Oh, I was telling you where you can watch the highlights of the Ballers Championship. On Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench. Also, we're not doing Snapchat while Carver High is off gallivanting. So just get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. It's free in the App Store, and it's fantastic. It has everything on the show, everything on me, everything on our social media, all of our videos, everything. Our Facebook page, the PharrellOnTheBench.com. Picks are on there. Our daily fantasy roster's on there, whether you like them or not. We are badass, and you can get a part of that badass. Be a part of it. Just get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. By the way, the I Am Scott Pharrell app should be live streaming video by the time we go to Vegas on August 24th. We'll be there August 24th and 25th at the MGM Grand for the Mayweather fight. And then we'll stay in Vegas for the week of the 28th through September 1st. Five live shows at the D, downtown Las Vegas at the D Casino Hotel on Fremont Street. Our good friend Derek Stevens is having us back. And William Hill and 1140 in Vegas, our great affiliate in Sin City. We're going to be back on the 28th through the 1st at our great favorite place, the D, with Derek Stevens and our great affiliate, 1140, and William Hill doing five live shows at the View Bar, second floor of the D. The first week of the college football season will be going on, and we'll be there live. So we're going to be there August 24th through September 2nd, and we'll red-eye back to New York then and be back for whatever, Labor Day Monday or something like that. If you want to be a part of their daily, their fantasy draft that they're going to have, this huge fantasy draft for football, it's August 26th and 27th at the D. Just call the D sales department at 702-388-2200. All right. The latest free agency moves in the NBA. Beasley. Did you see that one? We talked about it last night. Beasley went to the Knicks, and no one got very excited about it. Ian Clark signed a one-year minimum contract with the Pelicans. Ben McLemore undergoes surgery to repair a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal in his right foot with the Memphis Grizzlies. And then the T-Wolves agreed to sign Marcus George Hunt, a big name in the world. And the Lakers, of course, recently signed guard Vander Blue. And they agreed to sign guard Briante Weber, who I've never heard of either. Boy, some very exciting NBA free agency news there tonight for you. Back to the fight for 1 second. Showtime will make the Mayweather fight available direct to consumers. Showtime announced the steps it'll be taking to ensure that the fight is the most widely distributed pay-per-view event of all time. In addition to the pay-per-view viewing options, there will be online and streaming access for the fight as Showtime takes it directly to consumers. Blah, 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 blah. The fight will be available through Fathom events and movie theaters and at select bars and restaurants nationwide. For the first time, Showtime will also make the boxing event available directly to consumers on ShowtimePPV.com and through the Showtime PPV application available on Apple Mobile and Apple TV. Fourth-generation devices. The fight will be available for purchase on Showtime pay-per-view website and through the Showtime pay-per-view app in the Apple Store in the coming days, distributed live by Showtime pay-per-view. The Showtime PPV website and application will have access to a special free trial for the Showtime standalone streaming service and CBS All Access. Showtime will offer additional content on the app and website for free, including exciting fight content leading up to the main event. They're really doing a great job of overdoing this. I just wanted to say that. Back to the NBA for a second. Russell Westbrook triple-doubled his way to an MVP. Which superstar is going to take home the MVP this season upcoming? Is it LeBron James time to reclaim the MVP throne? Or will former MVP Steph Curry or KD build off the momentum of their finals run and championship and add another trophy to their mantle? Who do you think's going to win the MVP in the upcoming season? KD, LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, the Greek Freak, Westbrook, Curry, Mafia, you have a vote here. Do you believe any of those guys? KD, how about Kawhi? What about the Greek Freak? Are you willing to go there?
I'm not willing to go the Greek Freak yet because that team's not going to be good enough for him to get that, I don't think, yet. Durant has too many guys on his team for him to get the MVP. He can't be the MVP, really, when you have another MVP on your team. It's just too much talent already. As far as Kawhi, he's got a great chance.
You like Kawhi?
The guy does it on both ends. He's, you know, just like LeBron has been, where he is a guy that will shut you down and then bury the J right in your eye. So I think he could definitely get in there.
What about you, Matt Hatter? James Harden, the Greek Freak, are you willing to put a vote in for the MVP?
I think James Harden. I'll take James Harden. If I'm going up against the rest of the field, I think the fact that Chris Paul's there is really going to help James Harden a lot.
So you're going to go with Harden. And did you know I wore my James Hardens tonight in the championship game?
How'd those fit for you?
Fantastically. Mafia cracking champagne brews here in the studio. Are they, what is going on in there? This is not a brewery. This is not a bar. What in the Sam hell is going on there? There is something. We are not at CBS going to tolerate this type of shenanigans and behavior in our studios. We have asbestos problems. There are giant sheets hanging from the rafters with giant volumes of nasty debris coming out of the air ducts and horrible cancer materials flying through the air, and then all of a sudden you think you guys with your little basketball trophy are going to come in here drinking beers. We're just not having it.
Evil shenanigans.
That was actual live footage of our bosses yelling at us tonight for Mafia cracking cold ones after a sixth Ballers championship. Mafia is very concerned about Tiger Woods. He's entering a diversion program October 25th for all of his pill eating. I just thought I'd add that. Kevin in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I just had a comment on the Mayweather fight. Anybody that spent any time training of any sort will tell you that Mayweather's going to destroy him. Yeah, everybody's going to punch his chance, but at the same time, in a mixed martial arts cage, yeah, Conor's going to kick his butt. In a Thai boxing match, might actually be an interesting fight there. But truly, what would you say if they went to four-ounce gloves for a full boxing match?
I think that it might be a problem for Mayweather to deal with him with four-ounce gloves. But at the same time, I think that I'm still willing to say, based on his skill and his talent and speed, even at 40, his ability to avoid the punch, his hands, his timing, his smarts, his jab, his counter, his hooks, his crosses, and his, you know, boxing acumen, even it doesn't matter to me what size gloves they wear, he'd still beat him. I still think that Floyd Mayweather's a better fighter than Conor McGregor in any boxing circumstance, no matter what the weight of the gloves. I also would agree with you that in an MMA setting, octagon, that Conor McGregor would easily kill Floyd Mayweather because Floyd Mayweather probably couldn't wrestle his daughter. So, I mean, I just think it's just like apples and oranges. There is absolutely nothing to this other conversation about what would happen in other settings, because that's not what we're dealing with here. This is a guy willing to fight Mayweather in a boxing ring, and be careful what you wish for.
And what would happen if they had leg weights on while they fight? Or it doesn't matter. Like you said, it's not going to happen because we already found out last week they can't even go below 10. I mean, they might be able to make some kind of special, you know, consideration, because only for lower divisions they give that 8-ounce glove to, and they would have to make their case to the commission, but the commission's not going to do it. They're not going to let them go below 10, so why would we even talk about 4? That's not boxing. That's MMA.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. That's all there is to it. 855-212-4CBS. Call the show.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Man, I thought the Chargers-Rams fight today at camp was pretty good. I mean, not bad. I mean, if I'm going to watch, let's face it, training camp's the worst thing ever. It's like a blizzard. Is there anything worse than a snowstorm? Like, seriously, if you have to live in it all year, all winter, there's lots of snow and it never ends and it just keeps snowing for like 7 months. Snow sucks, right? After a while, it's beautiful the first time only. And then like training camp sucks. So what's better than a fight at training camp? Because training camp is good for one thing and one thing only: injuries. That's it. Guys get injured and their seasons are ruined. It's a waste of time. Preseason football games suck. The only thing that they're good for is betting. And then I guess letting a couple of guys make the team that shouldn't have, and then fights, which are awesome. That fight today was pretty kick-ass. A bunch of guys beating the crap out of each other. It was exhilarating. So Thursday baseball, good games, Minnesota-Milwaukee, Kansas City-St. Louis, Baltimore-Oakland, all matter, Cleveland-Tampa, Bombers in Toronto, Dodgers-Arizona, that's good. And then I guess Miami-Washington, every time the Nats play, that matters at the end of the day. So get every pick for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We got daily fantasy rosters in baseball that make people money, our boxing and MMA snags, our top shelf, unequaled by anyone anywhere. We hit for more and make more money for people than anyone. The best price in the business, the best return on your investment. I mean, we make your money back so fast your head will spin. Pro football picks are up for the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tons of games, tons of winners. I already hit tonight's game, Panthers. Cover! Sign up today like everybody else, because all I do is make people money. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Try it. You'll like it. 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne Wade was talking about Tim Hardaway Jr. He said, the one thing I've seen in Hardaway is he's working. He works tirelessly on his body and his game. He's gotten so much better since he was first in New York. Same name but different player. Hardaway coming off his best season, career highs in points, 14.5, field goal percentage, 45%, and three-point percentage, 35%. Mavi, I finished 17.5 points a game, shot 51%. And from three-point range, shot 46%. I'm not making $71 million in 4 years, though. What's the problem here, Mafia? My numbers are better.
I think we need to switch careers.
I think I need to play for the Knicks. I can produce more than Hardaway Jr., apparently. I don't know. Brandon in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, first-time caller. Can I get a couple IPAs? I want a double fist.
Can we get him a double? He's very thirsty. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
So what's
first-time
up?
Caller.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Scott, what do you think about the Red Sox? I heard your nonsense about the Dodgers. I ain't hearing that over here on the East Coast. We got David Price coming back. We got Chris Sale.
Yeah, I don't think they're as good as the Dodgers, and I don't think you do either. I think that overall, you got one team that's won 80 games. Did they lose that game tonight? Did they blow that game in Arizona? Are you serious? They won?
Tampa Bay.
Okay, so they won a game. They won their 80th game. You've won.
Oh, the Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, the Dodgers have won 80 games. They've had the most incredible summer. I mean, they win every game. They've lost like 10 times in 50 games, and you guys have 65 wins. It's not even comparable, but I think the Red Sox all of a sudden are playing really good baseball. They've won eight straight.
AL League's a little tougher, though. We got the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees are as tough as everybody thinks they are. Mad Hatter, are you seriously going to listen to this, that the Yankees are the team everybody should be afraid of
in
baseball?
No, because the Dodgers have two teams in their division with better records than the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they really do. You're right about that, emphatically. Arizona and Colorado. Colorado's in third place, and they got as many wins as Boston, a first-place team. So let's calm down about how kick-ass they are. I think that, you know, they're up four games in the East. They should, you know, it would appear to me, have the inside track over the last month and a half to win the East. But stranger things have happened. They play the Yankees a lot. So you're going to get what you wish for. You know, the rivalry you're talking about with the Yankees, that's, you know, you have to worry about them. You sure do. You got to play them a lot. But I think the Yankees, to me, as I've said a number of times, I think they've been pretty average on the road. They're getting a little tighter on the road, I think 28 and 32. But they were six games under 500 when I was talking about them last Friday night, so they've gotten a little better. But I just think, you know, Boston's a little bit better. They played better on the road, certainly played, you know, four games better than the Yankees at home. So let's see what they do in all these games they got coming up. They got a bunch of series with them coming up, and we'll find out who the best team is. Austin and Calgary, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
First time caller.
Cool.
Absolutely love your show. Work nights, 7 days a week. All I do is listen to you, man.
Awesome.
I want to go back to the UFC thing quickly, if I can.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on with UFC lately. I love the fights. Some of them are great, but it seems like the show up to it, like the scales in and weigh-ins, are just terrible. Oh, I can't stand all this showboating and crap. It's wrecking the sport for me.
Yeah, I don't watch that nonsense. It's a waste of time. They try to do these stupid stare downs and weigh-ins, and they make them like, you know, same thing in boxing. They have these big events now on Friday before the fight, and they let the public in to see it, and they draw these big crowds, and then guys come out and take their pants off and stand on a scale, mm-hmm. and then they stare at each other. How boring is that? I never go to that. It's stupid. I've been to them before. It's a waste of time. I think that, you know, you talk about the UFC. The one thing I have a problem with, and I think the UFC is great. Let me just say that. I'll preface it by saying that. But I have to say, and I've said this before to Mafia a million times, it's oversaturated. For Christ's sakes, they have an event every single week. I mean, there is so many fights. It's like they never stop. The pay-per-view, the free one, the Fox one, the FS1 one. I mean, the internet ones. They have. I mean, it's just and the pre-fight and the web fight. Oh, God, there's so many fights. And so many of them are so terrible. The cards are just so awful. Like the one they had last weekend, Mafia, terrible. I don't care what you say. I mean, you just cram so many fights down our throat. It's just annoying. Why can't they just have great cards and do them, you know, once a month and do 12 of them a year instead of 80? It's just too many. It's annoying. Who's got time for all that? No one. It's just, there's too many. It's ridiculous.
No one. I absolutely love the UFC, and I know those guys were fighting last week, and you know what? I was at the game with my daughter and your daughter, and I got the alert that it was starting. I hadn't set the DVR, and usually I'll tape everything. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother.
I don't even care. There's too many.
I used to watch every card with the prelims, all of it. And you know what? It just, when you're oversaturated like that, you don't even have time to build the stars anymore because you're having too many guys come at people every week.
Too many fights, too many cards, too many things to remember, and just all the time. It just never ends. It's almost like, you know what it's become? It's become an eighth day of the week. The UFC has become the eighth day. The eighth wonder of the world is now every single, it's not just Monday through Sunday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. UFC day. It's every week. They have an event every week, and it's just so painful. Like, calm down. You do too many. People have lives to lead. Do you think all people do is sit around and play with their onions and watch MMA fights every day of their life? Give me a break.
Become college football, where every day of the week you have games now during the season. Some of them, like, you care about Tulsa and Southern Miss? No, I don't care about that on a Thursday night.
Unless I cover a bet on it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
It's time to answer the Ask the Bros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question. This is interesting, Mafia. I don't know. Do you think this is the guy, actually? It's from Mitch in Clemson, South Carolina. Now, here's the question. Do you think that Clemson is overrated? because like the college football rankings are out, and then the Sports Illustrated top 25 came out, and they're ranked like seventh. And so Mitch is asking, is Clemson overrated? Now, one of the players on that team is Mitch Hyatt, the great offensive lineman. Have you seen this kid? He's out of Gwinnett High School in Georgia, down in North Gwinnett, Georgia. So he made it, like, he was a 6'5", 300-pounder starting left tackle as a freshman, right, at Clemson. He then anchored that line that went 14-1 and beat Alabama in the national championship game. Now, they have several players back, including Mitch Hyatt, Cleland Farrell, Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Kendall Joseph, and wide receiver Deion Kane. So they got a lot of players back, but they did have six new starters on offense and Deshaun Watson gone to the NFL. And Hyatt's going to have to protect Kelly Bryant, their new quarterback, right? So they have Auburn at home. So they could have a big non-conference win there, but they host Florida State November 11th. I think they might have their hands in big trouble there. And then they have all kinds of problems, road trips to Louisville, Virginia Tech, and NC State. I don't see them losing to NC State, to be honest with you, or Va Tech. Louisville and that quarterback of theirs, Jackson, might give them problems, but Clemson can play with anybody. But I'm willing to say that after they went 14-1 and 7-1 in the ACC and lost to Deshaun Watson and have six new players on offense, even though they have six players that are, you know, top players in the country, Mavi, I'm willing to say that they are overrated. And that, do you believe that that was, do you think it's Mitch Hyatt that's actually doing the, ask the pros question tonight. You think Mitch is actually the guy writing us or not?
You know, all the players do listen to us, whether admitted or not, but I still don't think it's him.
I think it is him. And I think, Mitch, you need to go to bed, son. It's late. You need to get ready for practice. You need to eat right and get your rest. And I think your team's overrated. Can we send Mitch a new backpack for school so we can go to class and a case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the Pro Parts people are going to help you find a battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4 CBS is the number to get on the bench. So, where the hell is it? There it is. All right. I want to get everybody on. Mary Ellen in D.C., get her a Guinness, Mafia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a great night tonight. I got to watch two winners. I was watching the Ballers.
Oh, did you get to watch the game?
Yeah, I was watching on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was certainly, you know, low scoring, physical, a lot of crying, a lot of complaining. Certainly,
I could hear you yelling in the gym because your voice echoes big time.
Yeah, I was yelling at.
Get it, Coco.
Yeah, I was yelling stuff like that to my guys, like, grab it or do this, do that, or get back and stuff like that. But I don't, you know, great play or cheering
cool.
them on. But I wasn't.
You weren't bad. You're encouraging everybody.
Yeah, I wasn't screaming and yelling at the refs like everybody else on the floor, namely the other team. They spent the whole night screaming and yelling at the refs as we won the title.
Yeah, you were yelling at the refs when I was watching it.
I was?
Yeah.
What was I yelling?
You're like, come on, come on, what are you doing?
You got to be kidding me.
You're like, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I don't even see. I don't think yelling that is a bad thing. I think yelling, you know, F-bombs and you suck is what gets you teed up, which the other team did. I didn't do anything to get the refs mad tonight. But I did blame Jesus for most of the bad calls.
I know. You got to go to confession for that.
Well, it's better to blame him than blame them because they tee you up and Jesus forgives.
But yeah, you and the Nats were great tonight for me.
Yeah, listen, the Nats, they always come up big, and so do the Ballers. So it was very exciting. Baller 6 championship. Damien in Sacktown, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, I need a cold Iron City for the Steelers on Friday. How's that? Anyway, man, I don't know if anybody remembers, but I remember when Victor Ortiz almost had Mayweather. If it weren't for Cortez, the referee that flubbed that fight, and let Mayweather knock him out without him even looking, Mayweather would have had a loss. What do you think about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I listen. I don't. I was there. That's you know, he definitely punched him after the bell and knocked him out. And a lot of people will say that that was a cheap shot, and I'm fair. I'm fair with that. But he was not winning that fight at all. Not even close. Victor Ortiz never had a chance in that fight, and he wasn't winning anything, nor did he. So I hate to tell you, that wasn't really what happened. But I will agree with you that he hit him after the bell, because everyone knew that. We saw that, and it knocked him out, and the game was over.
Right, if you want to think Victor Ortiz was beating him, just look at the fact that he hit that cheap shot after the fight was stopped by the ref to talk to them because of Victor Ortiz's cheap shots.
Right. He was not winning that fight, and he's really never won anything since. How crazy has that career gone down the toilet?
That's happened to a bunch of guys. I mean, whether either he fought them late.
How about the Ghost Guerrero?
Right, Ghost Guerrero, there was a bunch of them.
He puts in Andre Berto. He was at the end of the road anyway, but yeah, a lot of guys after they fight him, they're finished. Phil in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
And let me get a whole bottle of champagne so I can make it rain on the 6-time champs, Ballers.
Yeah, you got to love it, Bobby Utter, popping champagne and talking about the Ballers winning another title. You got to love it, check it out.
Yes, awesome. Hey, I'm just going to make it quick. All right, Mike Evans, Melvin Gordon, Jordan Howard. Who would you pick in the first round if you had the 6 picks?
So Mike Evans, who else?
Jordan Howard and Melvin Gordon.
Oh, Mike Evans in a heartbeat. Just do it right now. What are you waiting for? Get it done. He's awesome. Right? Scott in New Hampshire, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey. Hey, good. Congratulations on your championship.
Thanks, dude.
You guys won it. That's awesome. You guys should be drinking tonight, having a good time.
You gotta love
it. I want to touch a little bit on what you said earlier about the Dodgers and the Red Sox, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The Dodgers, they're great. They're winning crazy games. They're doing good. But do you think that their pitching staff and could hang with the Boston Red Sox if they came down to it?
I think that Chris Sale is the only guy that I'm really afraid of in Boston's rotation. And I think that you have to worry about a three-pronged problem in L.A. with Kershaw, Darvish, and Wood, and even at the expense of saying Maeda and Ryu. I hate to say it. I'm not a Dodger fan, but I've gone to Dodger games for 10 years. I used to live in L.A. Believe me, I've been out to Dodger Stadium a million times. They are the best team in baseball, hands down, no questions asked. There isn't a baseball executive or player anywhere that won't admit it. I mean, when you've won 80 games and everybody else has won a maximum of 65 games, let's say, who's the next closest team, Mad Hatter? Okay, so the bottom line is they're the best team. You can argue until the cows come home. Houston, 71 wins is the next best thing. You know, then like Washington. And listen, I will not deny. We've talked about this tonight at great length. You have to win in the postseason. You have to win in the playoffs. You have to advance. You have to get to the World Series. And the fact that they haven't won since 88 is problematic. You know, you can talk all you want about how great you are, but if you don't win it, when you've won as many games as they have, it's humiliating. They are the best team. They have to finish the deal. Now, there's other really good teams. So, I mean, Washington's going to play the Cubs. The Dodgers are going to play some wild card team, and they're probably going to kick their ass. So they're going to have to get past the winner of that Washington-Cubs series. That's all there is to it. I got to be quick. Jay in Texas.
Hey, Scott, I missed your show tonight because we carried the Texans game down here in
6-10. Right.
I'm going to make a quick prediction for you. I think Watson will be starting after week 3.
I'm not going to be surprised at all. I think they want Savage to go, and if he hits a bump in the road or two, I won't be surprised at all in short order if they put Watson in. Nick and Cali, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, first of all, my man, congrats to the Ballers, six-time champions. That's impressive.
Thanks, bro.
Real quick, I just wanted to ask about if you've heard the Stephen A. and Mayweather interview.
Yeah.
If you're buying. Are you buying or selling on what Mayweather's saying? Is he just trying to promote the fight?
He's promoting the fight. I don't buy any of that at all. It's all rhetoric. But, you know, I've talked to Floyd many times. I've had him on the show many times. And he is the epitome of the art of a salesman. This guy is ruthless. He knows how to sell a fight better than anybody. Including better than Conor McGregor. I won't deny McGregor can sell a fight as well. They're both really good at it, and we'll see what happens. I look forward to being there in Vegas doing the show on the 24th and 25th before the fight on the 26th. Great job, Matt Hatter, for Mafia and Pharrell. So long, everybody. Ballers!
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.